Singapore Airlines has confirmed 56 Australians were on board a flight from London to Singapore, which experienced extreme turbulence. 8 of them have been seriously injured. The Boeing 777 plane was 10 hours into its journey when it encountered severe turbulence. It started to shake and suddenly plunged. A 73-year-old British man is believed to have died, we understand, of a heart attack during the incident. Another 7 people have been critically injured. Singapore Airlines has confirmed 30 passengers have been taken to hospital for treatment. The remaining passengers are being examined and are receiving treatment at Bangkok Airport. With more, let's bring in James Nixon now. He's a retired A380 captain. Morning to you, James.
G'day, Thomas. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. I mean, sudden, obviously turbulence is quite common and not something a lot of us like, but sudden extreme turbulence like this is not something most passengers would ever think about. What was your first reaction when you heard about just how severe this was?
First reaction is wake turbulence. There's a few types of turbulence. Clear air turbulence, that's a weather phenomenon. CBs, that's cumulonimbus thunderstorms. We're not allowed to fly in thunderstorms. We have weather radars to avoid them. Jet streams, where you have high-speed air going in and out of high-speed air, ideally to pick up a tailwind coming back from Perth. There's a bit of rumble when you go into those sort of turbulent jet streams. Plus, sometimes wake turbulence from aircraft ahead of you and above you. The wake falls down at about 500 feet per minute, so it's the pilot's job to offset their track to make sure that the airplane in front or crossing from above doesn't put wake turbulence in your way. And it appears to me straight away their first thought is, oh, an A380's gone over the top of them a few thousand feet above and they've just gone into its wake. Very short, sharp, violent turbulence. But when we hear that passenger report about a thud and then some descending, makes you wonder if it's another one we call in the game pilot activated turbulence, where a pilot may have an overspeeding airplane and disconnect the autopilot to control that rate of speed and mishandling the aircraft with the autopilot off at high altitude. Sometimes they actually cause the turbulence. So we won't know anything until we get further information from investigators.
It seems there's a lot we don't know, because I've got to admit we've spoken to a few pilots this morning and some have come to the conclusion that it was clear air turbulence rather than wake turbulence. So I've got to acknowledge that this does seem to be mixed views on this. But as you say, a lot we don't know and we can only go on what we're hearing in the reports. But what is this like? Did you ever experience sudden extreme turbulence like this, James, no matter what might have caused it?
Sure, yeah, it's part of the job. And part of the job is reading the significant weather charts. Mm. And that's why they come out earlier in the day before we go flying. And that's how we know areas of clear air turbulence are forecast. They weren't there, but there were thunderstorms as high as 50,000 feet in the area, embedded in high-level cloud. But I still can't believe that Singapore Airlines guys would fly into a thunderstorm with 2 weather radars in the cockpit.
Yeah, so as you say, I guess we're just putting together the piece of the puzzle based on what we know at the moment. How common is this sort of incident, though? It sounds like, obviously, turbulence is common, but something this severe seems to be quite rare.
Very rare. Probably once a year you get pretty damaged aeroplane where people haven't got their seatbelts on and they get flung around and their heads hit the overhead panels and do some damage to the plastic in the overhead bins. That happens probably once a year. About every decade there's a severe case where a smaller plane flying under a bigger plane gets tipped upside down or turned around, like the one that went into Oman about 10 years ago after passing behind an A380. Mm. So this happens, and pilots, that's what our job is, to look after these things.
If it's that severe and sudden and in some forms of turbulence, you can't really foreshadow it, it's not on a radar, is it something that pilots can necessarily really train for?
Oh, we train for it all the time. It's part of the job. Turbulence, penetration, speed. It means we immediately reduce the speed of the airplane. Well, first of all, the seatbelt sign goes on. Then you bring the speed back of the airplane and try and get out of it. If it's weather related, of course, then we change levels. And that's why quite often the plane will be going up or down about 4,000 or 5,000 feet trying to find a level that's clear. That happens all the time. That's part of your job.
One person, I mean, it was tragic. One person died, we understand, of a heart attack on the plane, James. But, you know, with people up and out of their seats when this happened. I understand that breakfast was being served at the time. It sounds pretty fortunate more people weren't also killed or at least very seriously injured. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yeah. You know, people getting hit by baggage trolleys, catering trolleys,
yeah.
But also other passengers. In case in New Zealand many years ago, where a flying cabin crew broke the necks of passengers sitting in the front row beside her. So, you know, this happens, and you've got to make sure that you always keep your seatbelt fastened in an aeroplane. Never take it off. Just loosen it off if you want to, but don't take it off unless you're actually moving around the aircraft. And always look after yourself. Just expect that it could happen at any time.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some images that have come out of the inside of the aircraft in the wake of all of this, because some passengers were suddenly thrown up to the ceiling. They hit their heads on the baggage cabins overhead and actually dented them during that turbulence. So it gives you a sense of the level of impact here, which makes me want to ask... Seatbelts, right? I mean, when you're mid-air and it seems fairly calm and breakfast is being served, there's no hard and fast rule. People encourage you to keep them on, but you can get up and about and no one's checking that you've got it on when you're sitting there watching a movie or something like that. Should we be rethinking that? Should seatbelt wearing be made mandatory if you're sitting in your seat and be more enforced, perhaps?
Well, as a captain, you know, you expect people to do what you tell them.
Yeah.
So but
people aren't necessarily told that, right? It's more of a recommendation. People aren't told you must keep it on.
Well, we always say we recommend keep it fastened like we do here in the flight deck.
Yeah.
We don't say that for no reason. We say it every time we speak.
A recommendation, though. I'm just wondering about it, whether we should go a bit more hard line than a recommendation, because that is what it is at the moment, right?
I'm with you, Tom, but I'm going to be happy. What do you want, to arrest Peter or use a taser or something?
Yeah.
You know, but the problem we have here is bassinets, really, and babies. So once the seatbelt signs on, you've got to take the kids have to come out of the bassinets and make the mothers hold them. Well, on a long flight, as a captain, you really, you know, you might have 26 children on an A380, and you really don't want to make their mums have to hold the baby when the bassinet's sitting right there just because you think there could be some turbulence coming in a few minutes. You know, it's horses for courses, but quite often there's less pressure, or there's a lot of pressure marketing-wise to not put the seatbelt sign unless you really think you're going to need it.
Well,
you can tell.
I mean, it makes me. I haven't heard anything about this, but it makes me worry that I hope there wasn't a newborn or anyone on that flight, because it makes you do wonder about where they might have been at the time that turbulence hit. But look, great to hear your thoughts, James. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Tom. See you soon.
Good. Thanks a lot. James Nixon there.